This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
First of all, the first of the nine, and I will list them, and then we will take them one at a time. يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم to Abu Darda, do not associate anyone, do not have any partners with Allah, do not worship anyone beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ حُرِّقْ بُطِقْتْ أَوْ حُرِّقْتْ. Though the result of that iman, the result of that faith, the result of that consciousness and awareness is that the people will cut you into pieces. بُطِقْتْ. If someone kills you, he did not cut you into small pieces. If someone burns you alive, did not cut you into small pieces. But here he said, وَإِنْ قُطِعْتْ. Why? Because if someone shoots you, chops off your head, that is a peaceful way to die. But if the person cutting you into small pieces, one joint at a time, a finger at a time, removing a nail out of time, cutting an arm out of time, that is time consuming. It takes forever for you to die. It's a slow death. So in that, you may reassess the situation and you may say, let me give them what they're asking for. Let me entertain what they're requesting. So Rasulullah is saying to him, وَإِنْ قُطِعْتْ. And that is a faith yet. This is the reality of the faith. Al-Khabbab bin Arth radiyallahu anhu, what did he say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He comes back to Rasulullah after he's been tortured and he says, Ya Rasulullah, ala tad'uwa lana? Ya Rasulullah, ala tastansiru lana? Ya Rasulullah, are you not making dua for us? Are you not asking Allah to aid us? The kuffar are killing us. They torturing Bilal. They kill Ammar. They torturing the rest of the Sahaba. Ya Rasulullah, are you not calling Allah to aid and help us? Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam desired, wished, wanted to teach this young man the reality of faith, the reality of iman, that it is not a lip service. It is not something that a person says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, and he walks away. La salah, la siyam, la zakah, la sadaqah, la qiyam al-layl. No. أحسب الناس أن يقول آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. It is not something easy for you to say, La ilaha illallah, and walk away. But it is not the way of the believers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very fair in color, light skinned person, very shafaf, very see-through, with a beautiful face. And his cheeks used to turn red when he's upset or when he's not pleased with something. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his whole face turned and his Sarah right under the shade of the Kaaba. And he said, the people before you who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teaching number one, that you are not the first person or not the first nation, not the first ummah would experience this. But he's saying the people before you, a man will be brought, and they will bring a metal saw, and they will split his head into two halves, and this will not turn him away from his faith. Meaning, you have a Salaf to follow. You have a role models to follow. You have people to follow. And it's a reminder also that if you take this path, you will succeed. You will succeed. قَالَ وَإِنْ قُطِعْتْ أَوْ حُرِّتْ قَالَ And the result could be that you will be burned alive. And then he continued with the next advice. قَالَ وَلَا تَتْرُكَنَّ الصَّلَاةِ الْمَكْتُوبَةِ He said, مُتَعَمِّدًا And never ever abandon the 5 daily prayers. No matter what situation is, you cannot walk away from the 5 daily prayers. قَالَ وَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا مُتَعَمِّدًا بَرِئَتْ مِنْهُ ذِمَّةُ If you willingly walk away, leave your salah, then you have no ahd, you have no covenant, you have no contract with Allah. Meaning me, you are all alone. It is your fault if something happens to you. And then he said, وَلَا تَشْرَبَنَّ الْخَمْرِ فَإِنَّهَا مِفْتَاحُ كُلِّ شَرٍّ And do not consume. Don't drink alcohol. And anything that intoxicates you, it is underneath this. Don't do this. Why? He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed, that is the key of all evil. That is the key of all evil. قال sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَطِعْ وَالِدَيْكَ And obey your parents. Atta means listen to them. Obey your parents. I wish if the younger generation in the West understand the value of the parents. يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وَإِنْ أَمَرَاكَ أَنْ تَخْرُجَ مِنْ مَالِكَ مِنْ دُنْيَاكَ فَخْرُجَ مِنْهَا أَوْ فَخْرُجْ لَهُ He said, if they ask you to walk away with everything you have, you earn, you work for, then obey them. Then obey them. قال وَلَا تُنَازِعَنَّ وُلَاتِ الْأَمْرِ وَإِنْ رَأَيْتَ أَنَّكَ أَنْتَ He said, and do not challenge the people of authority in that position. Though you may see or you may think that you are the most suitable person for that position. You may think, oh my God, the man is not doing his job. He's not being responsible enough. Don't challenge them, because we can only create friction and fitan amongst the ummah. قال, وَلَا تَفِرَّ مِنْ يَوْمٍ مِنَ الزَّحْفِ وَإِنْ هَلَكْتَ وَفَرَّ أَصْحَابِ He said, on the jihad, on the battlefield, Do not walk away, do not run, do not flee, though your companions may do that. Your friends may abandon you, may walk away from that. You are not doing this. قَالَ وَانْفِقْ مِنْ ضَوْلِكَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ He said, and spend out of your earnings, spend it on your family. Spend it on them. Don't allow anyone to take the sponsorship, the guardianship of your children, but you be a dutiful person to that person, to that responsibility. قال وأخذهم في الله عز وجل وأخذ أهلك and your family, fear them or encourage them to fear Allah. Encourage your wives, your children, not to fear you, to respect you, yes, but ask them to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first wasiyah, ikhwati fillah, that was the nine in a nutshell, concise, compressed wasiyah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you have the details.